A PhD student helped his parents with their work during summer vacation. That's all sweet and caring for the son. Then the controversy kicks in when it's revealed that the PhD student was cleaning the streets for his parents. Why has this news story attracted so much attention and diverse comments? Let's talk about what happened first.
The 29-year-old young man has been admitted to a PhD program at Tongji University, and he recently became an internet sensation after his touching story was posted on the social media. A message posted on Sina Weibo said that the considerate young man helps his parents, both of whom are sanitation workers, clean streets in the early morning during summer vacation in a bit to relieve their pressure. And the young man said that he has more free time during the summer break and he wanted to be with his parents, keep them company, and show his care for them. And later on, the story got heated, disgusted online. People are saying, well, if you really want to take care of your parents, maybe you should do some other jobs which can give you more money and you will make the living condition better. And some others are saying he's really a good example of kids paying attention and taking care of their parents.
Yeah, so I think actually his parents had moved to do this sanitation job around 5 or 6 years ago to help him pay for school. Maybe they were doing something else or they had a different life, but they did this moving to do this kind of work so their son can go to school. So we can't, and I'm sure he can't forget what his parents have done for him so that he could succeed, so that he could change his stars. A PhD education, that's huge, right? I'd also like to point out that New Honglin had said 29-year-old young man. I'm then a young man, so I was very happy to hear you say that as well.
He is a young man.
Back to the topic.
So
sorry.
Are you.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love it when people say that. Anyways, so a number of people have praised this young man, saying he's setting a good example for young people because he knows to be grateful, to love and care for his parents. But I would also say I think that he sets a good example for young people because maybe through doing this kind of work, which is what his parents work, he's learned to respect this profession. Maybe there's a part of him that says, we need people to do this. These people are people, and they're doing maybe a job in society a lot of us, I mean, anyone maybe could do to some extent, but not many of us want to. So in a way, they are sacrificing maybe some things to be doing a job that needs to be done. These people, in a way, are heroes because they're doing jobs that maybe people don't want to do, right? So there should be respect for these people. But I think often, you know, when we get into kind of the controversy of this, that we find people that do these kind of sanitation jobs or street sweeping jobs are kind of, maybe there's a lack of respect when people with education look at these other people doing these kind of jobs. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, being a sanitation worker, that is someone who I can imagine maybe scrubs the...
gets his hands dirty.
Yes, the street, sweeps the street, cleans it. And those guys that are working outdoors, regardless of good or bad weather, and they're a huge part to make our cities look good, being, I think, in a way, the beautifying of a city. That is the part of their job, and I think it's easy to overlook their hard work, but sometimes with this kind of story, I'm glad that it becomes, the profession kind of becomes central to the discussion. And the reason why some people seem to maybe look down upon sanitation work stems from that old discussion of manual labor versus knowledge workers. And do you think today, in modern day China, is that still something that is sort of embedded in people's common understanding?
I feel like for some people, yes. But actually, the line is getting more and more blurry because we've seen that even for these used to be pure labor workers. Actually, more and more technological things have come into their life, their jobs. You have to drive those strangely look kind of sanitation cars. You have to be able to manage those to kind of clean the streets. It's not like it used to be with one tool and one person and just sweeping the street anymore. And I feel like for this case, particularly, I don't think this young man is doing this because he wanted to raise people's attention or whatever. He's just simply being with his parents, accompany them. Like he said, after this break, I won't have so much time around them. And now, since I do have the time, I just want to accompany them. And I have friends who are coming from a relatively humble background. And when they get back home, they will help their parents farming. I think it's the same kind of mentality. And the fact that we're talking about it is raising my attention, because I don't think we should be talking about it. The fact that we're talking about it is because we have this high praise for PhD students and have this kind of low expectation or low, let's say, we don't think a sanitation worker is a job worth doing by a PhD student.
Yeah, I think some of the comments that we got online here and that we saw is people saying he should, you know, go. He should have just gone to work to relieve his family's economic burden. Yet, when I was hearing that and how I understood that is maybe he should have stopped before a PhD to get a job to help his parents if he was really someone who cared about his parents, right? Instead, he decided to go to a PhD program, mm-hmm. and in which case his parents had to do the sanitation. So some people are saying, oh, well, you know, if you really cared about your parents, dude, you could have stopped with the PhD, maybe just went on with the master's and got a good job like that. But at the same time, too, I think his parents want him to succeed. I think that's also, though that is a negative comment about his actions, I think that he's doing this, like New Hong Lin had said, to spend time with his family. But at the same time, to give back to his family, to show he's not better than his mom and dad, but that he is willing to do the same thing, that the PhD hasn't changed him, that the PhD mm-hmm. doesn't make him some spoiled, rotten, mm-hmm. Upper-class piece of garbage, but rather, I'm sorry, did I say that? Yes, I meant that. Because so many people think you're so much better than other people just because you got an education. Well, you know what? Like, that's not true. And I'll say it because I think these kind of jobs really give you humbleness and perspective of life. I remember, I'll say a little story about when I was going to college. I remember before I started to, when I finished high school, the summer between, my dad was like, okay, you're going to come live with me and you're going to do this construction job. And I was like, oh, construction, Dad, I'm going to college. Like, why do I have to do that? I'm going to get an education. I don't have to do manual labor. And he's like, no, you're going to do it if you want to go to college and if you want me to pay for it. And I was like, oh, fine, okay. And so I remember I thought, oh, maybe I'd be working in an office, typing on a computer, doing that end of the construction business. Nope. I was out there with these guys that weren't necessarily people that finished high school, but they had life lessons through the things they've done and what they've, you know, how they've learned to build houses and manage hard work and persevere through tough times. And at first, it was so hard for me. I thought I maybe was in a way better than them because I was going to college. I quickly learned that in many ways, they were better than me. They were more men than me. They weren't afraid to get their hands dirty. They taught me to be humble and not judge other people because I thought I was better with an education. These people had a different kind of education that I think they taught me. And, you know, I remember doing things like, you know, we'd have to carry these huge blocks on our shoulder, and I would always carry one. And these guys, you know, they would give me a hard time and tell me to carry two or three. And I remember, you know, the kind of change that happened over that summer of being with these guys. I felt like I became more of a man that wasn't entitled because I was going to college, but somebody who could do any kind of work, could rise to any occasion that was asked of me. If someone's like, hey, Ryan, you know, if I was a millionaire, someone's like, hey, Ryan, you know, can you come help us build your house or your shed? Or I see guys building like this thing in my house. Maybe I'm one of those guys that gets their hands dirty and starts helping and building that kind of thing. You know, I always have respect for people that I think, though they have that higher education, aren't afraid to get their hands dirty and do that kind of job. Maybe people who didn't have the privilege of getting an education, those kind of guys can do everything. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's a really good story to share. And also, I wish that in our education system that there is a bit more emphasis on handiwork as well, because these days you see that you've all these highly educated young men and women are sort of mass-produced, churned out every year, but do many of us know how to use our hands to build something? That seems to be a bit of a rare case. So certainly I think there's something to be learned, I think, with this kind of job. And why do you think that all this controversy has been generated? Because right now it seems like people are divided into two different camps. Some people are saying this is not worthwhile, and some people are saying that the opposite to that.
Yeah, you know, I think you could say many different things about this kind of discussion, but I think it can be generalized as the prince or princess marrying the commoner type thing. Somebody who is an upper echelon of society doing something that maybe is below their class. And people say, why? You're better than that. You should be doing this. You know, you have an education. You should be utilizing that. You know, you shouldn't be doing this. There's tons of people that can do this. Society doesn't have a lot of you. Justifying things like that. Yet, at the same time, when I was thinking about this, I was like, why wouldn't we want educated people in our sanitation areas? Why wouldn't we want to, you know, make that like a professional job in some cases? Because maybe, you know, things like waste and recycling and in our environment are becoming such a big deal nowadays. And if we could have educated people in our sanitation and street sweeping and just basically cleaning of our cities, maybe cities would be a cleaner place. People from these cities would be cleaner in their habits because of their city. They would, you know, I think actually sanitation and maybe street sweeping. I think we can see examples like in, what was it, in Harbin in 2012, 448 graduates with bachelor's and master's degrees got employed by urban sanitation there. And I guess, you know, they had done so many different things, established routes, used statistics to find out how to do their job so thoroughly. So actually, I think though people have a problem with mixing education and something like street cleaning or sanitation, I think actually overcoming that kind of closed-mindedness, we could find maybe a brighter future with less waste and more recycling done and more initiatives to educate people about the future of you know, doing these things and I don't know, having a cleaner city.
And it actually reminds me of another topic that people used to talk about. That is, should women with high education background go back home, be a full-time mom, or be a housewife?
Yeah.
And I think the mentality is same here. That is, the society has put a lot in you. You have that educational background that will allow you to do a job which is more productive than the choice you're making now. And I don't think this kind of debate will end until our society is so developed into a stage where education does not have to be economical, but can be enable you to appreciate the beautiful things in your life, enable you to entertain yourself in a more, let's say, high level way. And it can be not that all practical. It can be about personal choices, about your hobby, about what you love to do, and what you want to do, not only about what you need to do. So maybe, I'm not going to lie, I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we can choose a major that we're just so in love with, which will not make a lot of money, that we know it won't make a lot of money. But I think one day we will be there, and when that day comes, maybe we don't have to discuss things like that anymore.
Yeah. I think too, you know, him doing stuff like this and also having like maybe other students or kids in college maybe do the parts of do the jobs in society that are more labor intensive will build an appreciation for those that do work so hard, yet when we get an education, we frown upon these people. Yet we need people to build buildings. We need people to clean our streets. And yet we judge them so negatively. But we say they don't work hard or blah, blah, blah. But then maybe by doing that work, we see, wow, you know, you find a new kind of respect. Though they're maybe not necessarily using their minds as much as maybe somebody in an educated field of work, they are breaking their backs to make society move, to have buildings where educated people can think of new initiatives and things to better society. So, I mean, in the end, it's all connected. And I think doing these kind of jobs builds an appreciation of respect for these people and knocks down these barriers of ignorance where you judge them because maybe they didn't get a PhD.
Yeah, and here I do see that there might be something that is commonly shared between the Chinese culture and the U.S. As Ryan, I think you mentioned earlier that before you started doing the construction work for that summer before university, there was this thought of manual labor not being very educated or certainly doesn't enjoy very much prestige. Yeah. I think that part is shared in both cultures. And I do remember when I was a little kid, I don't remember my parents saying this, but you hear parents shouting to their kids when they're trying to discipline them and trying to get the kids to do homework. That is, if you don't work hard now and finish writing all that homework, you'll grow up cleaning the street. And I think those kind of things actually, I mean, it's a trivial memory, but I think those things sort of stick with us. And there is this sort of perception that doing manual labor isn't certainly not a coveted job, not something that you want kids to do. But today, as the economy changes, we see that so many skilled workers, they are in shortage and they are occupying the jobs that pay well. And they're probably the people that can take advantage of all these new trends in industrial work, such as even the artificial intelligence. Mm. Like, you need people to operate. And these are all potential future growth points that I don't think just knowing the book smart will be enough. So I think this is a time for people to not so narrow-mindedly looking at the manual labor jobs. But there's one thing I like to clarify here. That is, this guy, this PhD student, he's only helping out during summertime. Mm. And like you guys mentioned earlier, he's probably enjoying this bit of time with his parents a bit more and creating that shared memory. And not so much is that a PhD graduate will in the future become a sanitation worker. So here, I'd like to talk to you guys about this visiting your roots and accepting where you're from. Do you think that is sort of a necessary thing for as a person matures and grows up?
I think so. At least for me personally, it is. But the reason that this got heated debate online is because many people nowadays like to just pay their parents some money instead of pay them a visit. So they wanted to make sure that, let's say, with the kind of money they gave to their parents, they can have a materially talking a good life, but they don't really feel accompany them is that important. And I feel like that is behind some of the people who are saying, oh, he shouldn't be earning money, he should not go to the street and clean the street, because they cannot do it, so they think it's not important, or it's easy for them to say that than actually judging themselves.
Yeah, you know, I definitely think the difference here, or one of the differences in why he did this job, as it would be from maybe China and as opposed to the U.S., is that he did this very much to spend time with his parents, you know. But I think he also maybe gets this, like you said, this different kind of education you don't learn from a book. I feel like before I had started doing this kind of construction work, I did it for 3 summers in a row. I actually got to be very good friends with these guys, but I got to learn from a different kind of life experience, one that was much more harder than mine, I think. And I grew to appreciate all the things I have. And it's funny, when you appreciate what you have, you feel more happy about your life. So that was something. Also, I felt like I was soft, you know? These guys didn't complain when hard work was right in front of them, when something didn't go right, or when the job wasn't done. They're like, all right, pick up the blocks and let's keep moving. And eventually, I learned from working with these guys that respect is earned and not given, and respect is so important in so many of the relationships you have. And yes, that can definitely be learned in the classroom, but I also feel like many times the guys who get that respect are the guys that, you know, don't feel like they're too good for something, that when they see people doing dirty work, but they need some help, they roll up their sleeves, even though they maybe have an education, and they go over there, and instead of carrying 1 blocks, they're carrying 2 blocks, trying to help some people out, or get the job done, help their parents out. And people look at those guys and they say, wow, you know, he could be in an office, he doesn't have to do this, but he is doing it. And I think that's a valuable lesson for society. I think that's giving back in a way. I think that's showing appreciation and respect.
It's also very hot.
I think in many ways it's just very, very cool. So when I saw this story, I saw so much of that experience I had. And I'm right there with this guy. He gets to spend time with his family. He gets to learn the values of hard manual labor work, which isn't learned in a book. And I think that's, in many ways, an invaluable experience.
Yes, and there's one comforting takeaway for me out of all of this. That is, people seem to actually still value a lot in education.
Yeah.
And when so many of the stories we talk about that make to the headlines, often it is money that seems to be the top validation for people. So, yes, education is the key to the future. You're listening to Roundtable.